I'm here with Angela Iannelli, the new CEO of Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Angela, thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell me, how are you settling into your new role?
It's very interesting. It's somewhat like putting on a pair of old slippers. It's comfortable. It's warm. It's just a very nice feeling. And on some days, it's like, oh my goodness, this is an amazing amount of work that this job entails. So it's both exhilarating and also very comforting at the same time.
That's excellent to hear. I'm glad to hear that. So KCADV does a lot for people. What are some of the services that it provides to people?
So KCADV is one of the strongest providers of technical assistance. They do monitoring and guidance to state and member programs. We have 15 domestic violence programs across the state. There's one in every area development district. So we provide support to those member programs, and primarily through the training and the technical assistance that we do. We do have a training institute, which we have formalized the types of training that we do. We have a 30-hour curriculum for new advocates. So every time there's a new program advocate, and we do have some turnover in our programs.
Sure, it's not an easy line of work
to be in. It is not. It's a very, very difficult job to do. They often are not paid what they need to be paid. They're doing it for the love of the work and to protect survivors across the state. So we do this training for them. And in addition, we have a lot of other enhanced trainings that we provide, not only to our member programs, but to some of the collaborative agencies that we work with. Something else that that we do is economic empowerment program. That was actually getting started when I was back at KCADV before I came to the federal government. I actually worked for KCADV for 15 years in another capacity. And the economic empowerment program was just getting started at that point. But that is where we try to boost the financial capacity of survivors so that they can make it on their own through microloans, individual development accounts, and some financial education. They also have a Project SAFE, which is a project that ensures that domestic violence services are available and accessible to survivors who are living with disabilities. And one other program that I find just truly amazing is that we have built 84 units of housing for low-income survivors. And this is in Paducah, in Murray, Lexington, Moorhead, and Louisville. And we have 12 units that are about ready to open in Hazard, Kentucky.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you were at KCADV 15 years ago. How has domestic violence and that culture changed in that time? Has it at all?
No, it hasn't. Domestic violence hasn't changed, but the environment has changed. The way we approach the work has changed. We're having to do things, we think a little more critically about how we approach the work. It's not just shelter anymore. It's shelter, supportive services, and how are we going to empower survivors to be able to get where they need to be, where they're independent and self-sufficient. So we just approach it a little differently.
I'm Samantha Morrill, and if you're just joining us, I'm here with Angela Iannelli, the new CEO of the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence. As a new CEO, do you have any goals of your own for the organization?
Yes, actually, I do. I have three of my top goals. My first one is to elevate the way that the coalition and its member programs engage with national partners. I want our coalition to be more visible. We have some very forward-thinking ideas. I'd like to elevate that so that they get more national recognition. And I believe that my ability and expertise to work with the federal partners when I was in the federal government will help tremendously in making those connections. The second thing is I want to enhance the capacity of our member programs to provide meaningful access to all survivors across the state. And this is in consideration of being very anti-discriminatory and make sure that our policies and our practices are open to everybody and that we're serving all cultures, anybody with any disability, those that just need a little bit of extra attention in being able to get access to these services. And this includes men, women, and children.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is to do some real strategic planning for how we're going to do our work, especially in the next couple of years. You may or may not know that today in the House, HB 1 was passed, which is the governor's pension bill. And we expect that it probably will get passed in the Senate as well. The good thing about that bill is it does freezes our pension rate at 49.47%. And we are a quasi-agency, as well as some of our member programs who are in the state pension plan. So this is something that's been very much top and foremost in our thoughts. Well, there is a provision to cap that for at least 1 year. But what we're going to be faced with in 2020 is a decision on whether we're going to stay in that plan or have to pull out of that plan. Both of them are going to be very costly, and it's going to make some really hard decisions in the next year or so. Some of our programs may not be able to make it. They may fold. So we have to really be strategic about where we're going to go and how we're going to approach the work that we do.
You said that it takes a specific type of person to do this kind of work. Was there anything significant to you or perhaps somebody that you've worked with who decided to stay in the position?
I have worked with so many advocates in so many years, but there are a few that have left a really impressive mark on me. There are two people in particular who I do want to put a shout out to, and one is the former executive director, Sherry Kearns. She is a remarkable woman and always compassionate and always put survivors first, and I learned from her that this was some of the most important work that we do in this state. The other person is Darlene Thomas, who's the executive director of Greenhouse 17, and she's that's the program that's in Lexington and serves actually Madison County.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing the work for many, many years, and she is such an inspiration to be. Her program is fantastic. It is a model program for this state. Of course, all of our programs in their own way are very special and very critical, but those two women in particular have really made me feel the need to do this work. They really helped me engage.
Angela Iannelli, the new CEO of the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.